Hi, I'm Fred McKinnon, and I'd like to thank you for listening to the Highest Praise Worship Podcast. The Highest Praise Worship Podcast is produced by Highest Praise Productions in association with Worship International, a nonprofit corporation whose mission is to advance true worship of God throughout the world. If this resource has been a blessing to you, please consider making a tax-deductible contribution to Worship International. Your contribution will help to underwrite the cost of producing this podcast. Donations can be made on our podcast page at highestpraise.com/podcast or at worship-international.org. That's www.worship-international.org. For more information on our ministry and resources, or to inquire about sponsoring one of our podcasts, please visit our website. Finally, please consider taking a quick moment to visit the podcast site at www.highestpraise.com/podcast and leaving a comment. Simply click the comments link at the bottom of this show's program notes and tell us where you are listening from and how this episode has been a blessing to you in your quest to become a worshiper in spirit and in truth. And now, the Highest Praise Worship Podcast.
It's so good to have you worshiping with us today. We want to just get right into the presence of God on this worship podcast today. So just join me as we pray. Oh, Father God, Creator of the universe, we love you. God, we still ourselves, we pause, we ask that you would come and be with us as we worship you. Holy Spirit, come and captivate our hearts. Help us to lay down the cares of the world right now. Help us lay it down to seek your face. For the cares of this world, Lord, are so strong. They're so strong. The busyness of life chokes the very breath of life away from us sometimes, God. But right now we just pause to come into that secret place with you. We draw near to you. Ask that you would draw near to us. Today's podcast, we're just going to worship. I'm so grateful for those of you that have been listening to this podcast, and I'm trying to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, and I'm trying to listen to His voice and to what He's saying and what He's saying through you. For those of you that leave the comments and send the emails, it seems as if the aspect of this podcast that ministers to most of you, that seems to be most effective, is when we just do this, when we worship and minister together, and when I just play. I've known for a long time that there's something that happens when I play by the Spirit of God, that there's healing, there's grace extended, there's mercy, there's hope. And as I do that, I want it to wash over you, to bring healing, life and peace. So this isn't going to be the kind of episode where you'll just sit back at work and listen and enjoy hearing some new music. This is a time to seek the face of God Almighty. So won't you join me now as we press through the busyness of life and cry out to God. Cry out to God. Jehovah God, we love you. We cry out to you. Cry out to you, God, for you are my shepherd. You make me lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside still waters. You're my God. Just right where you are, begin to tell Jesus how much you love him. We love you, God. God, we love you, and we're so amazed that you will love us. You would love us when we're so unlovable, God. We love you. We cry out to you. We cry out for your mercy, Lord, for your grace, and ask that you would come and flood our souls, oh Lord. You are faithful to all generations. You're faithful, and I give my life to you. Won't you rescue me from my enemies? Oh God, oh God, come and save me. Oh God, I confess, oh God, that as I cry out, oh Lord, come and save me from my enemies, I confess, God, that many, many, many times, if not most, I'm my own worst enemy. When I hear what you say and I don't obey, oh God, forgive me. Come rescue us, oh Lord. I just want to encourage you. Maybe you're listening to this podcast on your computer. Maybe you have downloaded it and you've transferred it to a portable MP3 player, to an iPod or another device. Maybe you've burned a CD and you're playing this in your car right now. But make a place, if you're able, make a place right now where you can just humble yourself before the Lord. Humble yourself before the Lord and draw near to Him. I'm just going to play, and as I play, open yourself up to the Spirit of God and let Him speak to you. Wash over you with love. Because I know that there's those that are listening right now and you don't feel loved. You don't feel that God would embrace you. But God's word is true. He loves you so much and he wants to embrace you. And as I play and as you wait on the Lord, I believe that he's going to pour his love out on you. Embrace the Father. You know, the last couple of days as I've been studying in the Word, my daily Bible reading plan has had me in the book of Numbers. And I've just been in awe of the story of the Israelites and how stubborn and rebellious they were toward not just God, but toward the authority and the leaders that God established in their life. The people continue to rebel and speak out against Moses, Joshua, Caleb, Aaron. They just couldn't seem to learn their lesson. And it broke my heart as I studied in the story of Korah and those that he was able to manipulate into raising themselves up against Moses as the leader that God had ordained for them. And you know the story. They were full of pride and arrogance, and they challenged Moses, and they said, "Who are you to be our leader? We're all holy." How many times are we like that, people? All of you that are listening throughout the world on this podcast, how many times are we like that? Where we have an arrogant attitude in me. We just seem to think that we've got it all together. And they challenged the godly authority, Moses. And Moses said, "Okay, we'll see what God has to say about that." And you remember the story? God was going to wipe out the whole bunch, but Moses pleaded with them, and he didn't do it. But the story says that Moses told the people, "Separate yourselves, get away from Korah, from these other guys, get away from their tents. I'm warning you, get away." And it says that Korah and the others stood in front of their tents with their wives and their little ones, with their innocent little children. And the earth opened up and swallowed them up and closed over them, killed them. The judgment of God came upon them, not just these rebellious, stiff-necked people, but their wives, their families, and even their little children. And it shocked me because I thought, oh my God, there's so many times that I get so stubborn and so rebellious that I'll sin willfully. I'll commit iniquity and sin, not just in my heart, but in real life. And I'll be so tired and I'll be so frustrated that I'll say, I don't even care about the consequences. But I don't stop to think that those consequences might affect those that I love. Sometimes I'm willing to take the consequence of my sin, but I can't stand or bear the thought of thinking that the consequence of my sin might spill over to my children or to my wife. And I realized that what God was saying to Moses, you know, those people were speaking out against Moses. They were speaking out against Joshua and Caleb and Aaron. Yet God said, they have been presumptuous and rebellious to me. You see, when we raise up against godly leaders, godly authority, God says that we're just raising up against him. This word's been strong in my heart. I wanted to speak about it here on the podcast so that we could repent together for all the words that we've said against our pastors, against our elders, against our deacons, against our parents, against our bosses, against those who God has put in authority above us, against our governmental leaders, because the word says that we're to pray for them and to honor them. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us. Forgive us, O God, and cleanse our hearts. Remove the wickedness from us. Well, I pray that this podcast is a blessing to you. I know the word was strong today as we ministered in a It's not my desire to condemn or to burden you. Rather, it's my desire to liberate you, to give you freedom. And I want to bless you right now in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and His Holy Spirit. In all good measure of everything that He has, receive it from Him today. We seek His face here together. I want to know that I'm able to lead you wherever you are into the very presence of the living God. And just close your eyes and speak to Him. Lord God, we love you. We give our day to you. We give our evening and our afternoon to you. We just stop right now. We stop this craziness, Lord, and ask that you would breathe life into us. Help us to be your ambassadors here on the earth to bring forth your kingdom. I love you, Lord. And I lift my God, we love you. We honor you. God bless you.
Thanks again for listening to the Highest Praise Worship Podcast. I hope that you've been blessed by this episode. Feel free to listen online or subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or your favorite podcast application, and then listen on your computer, transfer to your iPod or your portable MP3 device, or burn a CD so that you can worship at your convenience. The piano music that you hear in the background on this closing and our open is called Lingering. It's from My Quiet Times, Volume 1, Keyboard Instrumental. If you enjoy this music, you can purchase Quiet Times, Volume 1, Quiet Times, Volume 2, Be Glorified, and many other instrumental worship recordings at our website, instrumentalworship.com. Visit instrumentalworship.com for beautiful, anointed instrumental worship music. Please note that proper permission and legal licensing has been secured for all music featured on the Highest Praise Worship Podcast.